Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you coming back to my channel again. So this I'm talking about Dominic Raab resigning. So the news broke this morning that the man who was Deputy Prime Minister and indeed Secretary of State for Justice and Lord Chancellor had tendered his resignation. So Mr. Raab, he is the MP for Esher and Walton. He went to Dr. Challoner School? One of the best state schools in Buckinghamshire. He's the son of someone who came here on a kinder transport, Czech Jewish refugee. That's why he's got that unusual surname, Raab. So Dominic Raab was an Oxford wunderkind, reading law, took a double first, was a city solicitor, so made himself a small fortune in that before going into politics. So although he's got this ferocious intellect, he's not terribly personable. And I remember last year we said, you know, Boris Johnson might be forced out. Who could become Prime Minister after him? And I said to a Conservative Party activist, maybe Dominic Raab. And she laughed in my face. Although Raab has actually never gone for it. But if it's not the Prime Minister, the obvious next one, the number two, is Dominic Raab. And he'd have to deputise because 3 years ago, in the depths of lockdown, Boris Johnson caught coronavirus and was hospitalised. So Raab had to hold the fort. But it goes back to all that old American adage, always choosing a running mate who makes you look bonhomous by comparison. So he's a bit on the bland side. He's not even that well known by the public or that well liked. He's not hated. So the Deputy Prime Minister's job is to be there just in case the Prime Minister drops dead or goes to hospital, to fill in when the Prime Minister's abroad. The United Kingdom doesn't always have a Deputy PM. It's in the gift of the Prime Minister to appoint a deputy or not. So some of them have them, some of them don't. And because he's simply waiting around in case the Prime Minister is incapacitated, the Deputy PM is often given another portfolio. In this case, Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice. It's such a mouthful. You can just say Lord Chancellor or just Justice Secretary. So he, or sometimes it's a she, appoints judges. The Judicial Appointment Commission makes a recommendation, and the Justice Secretary says yes or no. If he says yes, the King signs it, that person is a judge. The Justice Secretary can say no, and the Judicial Appointments Commission puts forward another name, and so on. So he's ultimately in charge of the judicial system. Anyway, he was alleged to have bullied civil servants. Well, what is the bullying? Now, Raab says the threshold is too low. I mean, it can be various things. It can be insulting people, being any acts of violence, any threats, being very demeaning, being completely unreasonable, giving them too much of a heavy workload, not giving them opportunities to achieve things, stuff like that, ignoring them, being deliberately late or whatever, being unduly critical. So anyway, they appointed a barrister to write a report into this, and there have been leaks about this for months. So the civil servants, they're part of the Westminster Village, they've got journalist friends, and Raab, for whatever reason, didn't riposte until recently, perhaps a foolish media strategy. So the civil servants, they're human beings, they have opinions, and, you know, being university graduates, almost without exception, in London, under the age of 67, there's a high chance that they're anti-conservative, not all of them. Now, one could be anti-conservative and still fair-minded and still completely ethical and professional, but I would suspect that not all of them are quite so pure. So they've got their own financial interests, and there are some conservatives who say the idea that the civil service is neutral is a myth. They're all leftists and they're all, you know, trying to bring down the conservative government. And obviously, when Labour's in office, they sometimes say that the civil servants are closet conservatives. And there's more truth, I think, in the first claim than the second, because, you know, public sector workers are very seldom conservative voters. But not doesn't automatically mean that everything that was said about Raab is false. In fact, every word of it could be true. And there are a number of finding of facts that, yes, he had bullied people. Only a few things were found to be either false or else dubious. So that he had been unduly critical of some work and just rude about it. If he could say it was unsatisfactory, but saying it was useless and worthless and things like that. So he's said to be a workaholic. He puts in a 7-day week and expects others to do likewise and work very long hours as he did during the city. And as I say, he's sort of got like a low emotional intelligence. He's not a particularly entertaining man and is bereft of a sense of humour. So And that was it. And the word being used around the civil service is relief. Civil servants, a source of mine, said that he had to go. Had he not been resigned or been sacked, then the cabinet ministers could carry on doing this. There have been persistent allegations against Preeti Patel, who I can tell you is abominated by most of the civil service, that there is one department which actually rates her. So it's very telling which civil servants, which departments like their cabinet minister and which one do not, even though nobody could fault his work ethic. He was worked perhaps too hard. And he said the bar's been set too low. If you're a demanding taskmaster, if you set high standards and enforce them, they will call you a bully. But some people say, well, that's impliedly saying that low-level bullying is permissible. And others say we must underscore the absolute impermissibility of bullying under any circumstances. But, there's the trouble of the definition of what counts as that. Anyway, so this came out yesterday. Some people think that Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, dithered, but the Prime Minister presumably told him he had to go, because even this morning, actually, there were headlines, no, Dominic Raab is going to fight on to the bitter end. And presumably it was an ultimatum from Sunak. All right, spare me the embarrassment. Please resign. If you don't, you will be sacked. It's mildly less humiliating if you fall on your sword. So that's what Raab did. And he writes a letter to the Prime Minister. Dear Rishi, the Duda, I'm very sad. We're going to resign for these reasons. And some other statement, some of this is a parting shot at the PM, the sort of thing you wouldn't say if you're staying on the cabinet. And the Prime Minister write back saying, I thank you for your letter. Unfortunately, I have to accept your resignation, but I'm very grateful to you for all the wonderful endeavour you've put in, blah, blah, blah. So there'll be some sort of exchange like that. And they always do it on Christian name terms these days, or Hindu name terms in the case of Rishi. Anyway. So now that he's out of the cabinet, Mr. Raab said he wishes he hadn't offended anyone, but he does not believe that that is bullying. And he says there's a very small number of bureaucrats who pursue this passive-aggressive policy, and they are obstructive of conservative policies. Well, which might be true, might be false. Anyway, and he says that they've been leaking like a sieve. Well, that is true. And there are obviously hundreds of civil servants in his department, but he only dealt with a small number of them on a day-to-day basis, the most senior ones. And he says the majority of the accusations against him were found to be bogus. So he said that some of these civil servants were leftist activists, and so they were hell-bent on felling him. And of course, they've got a scalp, so they'll do it to others. And there might be some truth in that. Anyway, so he says this is undemocratic. So, it would be fascinating to find how they actually vote. But as I say, you could be a Labour voter and still be a civil servant who serves the Conservative government faithfully. You could be a Conservative voting civil servant who serves a Labour government to the best of your ability, because that's the idea as a civil servant. Whether you agree with it or disagree with the policy, you must implement it to the best of your ability. Yeah, if you tell the cabinet minister your policy is impossible, not going to work, and they say, I don't care, go ahead and do it anyway, you've got to try your best to make it work. So that's it. The trades union for the most of the civil servants, the FDA, says that Raab is talking nonsense, and these conspiracy theories really have no purchase on reality, and that the civil service is even-handed and is neutral, and that Raab ought to accept what the independent investigation said. So he's really just clutching in straws, and there's nothing justificatory of his outrageous behaviour. It was Adam Colley, King's counsel. He's the one who looked at the 8 complaints against him. So Raab, he'd been Foreign Secretary and indeed Brexit Secretary. So some of these allegations go back in a few years, supposedly abuse and misuse of power, behaving in an intimidating manner, being persistently aggressive towards some of the functionaries and so on. So Raab had said that he would resign without any finding that he had bullied people, but he did criticise the findings as flawed. Now, how do we know that the case who did it is absolutely correct? Well, I mean, we don't. But someone's got to do it. I mean, I've not actually read it, only a synopsis thereof. So anyway, will he stand again in Esher and Walton? He probably will. He won by only 3,000 votes last time. Now, bear in mind, that was a bad year for the Liberal Democrats and a good year for the Conservatives. So probably lose next time, because next time is said to be a very bad year for the Conservatives, although not a particularly good one for the Lib Dems. Admittedly, that was a Brexit election. It was a very Remain area, quite a middle-class, Europhile, small L liberal area. And that's why that boosted the Liberal Democrats with their crystal clear anti Brexit policy. So as that won't be an issue, Brexit's a done deal, Lib Dems are not promising to reverse Brexit, that might mean that the Lib Dems don't do as well as people think, but as the Conservatives do abysmally, then Raab's time in Parliament is over. Thank you for watching the channel. Goodbye.